the boss of talk. This is Charles Adler.
So earlier I was talking about Aaron Sorkin, the writer of the movie The Social Network, also happens to be the writer of West Wing, and yes, is a Hollywood liberal. And he has taken a shot, I mean a real shot, at Sarah Palin's Alaska, that reality show on TLC Sunday nights, accused her of doing a snuff film because of what you're about to hear, this sequence involving Sarah Palin shooting and killing while hunting a caribou.
Come on. Perfect shot. Good shot. Right shoulder. Use Beckham's gun.
Safety's off, ready to go. Wait for him to stop. He kicks.
Kicks.
It's okay. It's okay. You gotta get some. He's not gonna go anywhere. Get settled down, sir. Sarah. Wait for him to stop. He's coming right here. Just wait. Wait till he turns broadside and stops.
Okay.
Go ahead. Wait.
Good.
There you go, baby. There you go. There you go.
Okay, good.
That's just perfect.
When you're shooting, everything seems to be happening very, very quickly. Instructions flying at you. You're shooting and the gun's kicking. But then when you see that you have a successful hit, it's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Okay, wait right there, sir. Wait right there. We've got to make sure it's dead.
It's dead. In the words of Ted Nugent, we thank that mighty animal for living a good life and now sustaining a nice family.
Feel better now?
I feel a lot better now.
Well, I'm always really happy when I do get an animal because usually my dad is by my side when I'm hunting. And it's like, see, Dad, I did it. I listened to what you said, and I learned something, and we accomplished it together. So that's a really nice feeling, too.
Sarah Palin. Aaron Sorkin characterizes her show as a snuff film, accusing her of torturing animals for her own pleasure, compares her to Michael Vick. Email to Charles at charlesadler.com. Palin's husband is a commercial fisherman, providing fish for the fancy schmancy restaurants for Aaron Sorkin. Because, of course, eating in a restaurant means that no animal had to die. Does it? Consider how politically courageous that hunt sequence was. Nobody's talked about this as far as I can tell, because most suffer from the same lack of context that others do. It was a reasonable shot. Reasonable. It was a long shot. The mathematics of the bullet trajectory combined with the human condition means that crosshairs placed on the chest can easily result in a broken foreleg instead of a kill. Imagine that scenario. A TV crew that witnesses a young caribou maimed that escapes to die slowly instead of being killed humanely. And that's what I like about her. She's politically fearless. How many women would have withstood the withering fire the media have aimed her way in the past couple of years and still be standing? How many families or husbands? The attacks on her by media at the highest levels are unprecedented. That's why she's so popular in so-called flyover country, in between the East Coast and the West Coast. Flyover country. People are sick to death of having their dialects, spiritual beliefs, occupations, lifestyles insulted by proxy, by the perceived elites. And whether she runs and whether she's electable, different discussion. But the bottom line, we need more Sarah Palins in politics, not fewer. That's from Kate McMullen of the terrific website smalldeadanimals.com. And Kate happens to be a dog breeder. And Kate also hunts from time to time.